This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned the actions of a Chinese jet fighter which dropped flares in front of an Australian Navy helicopter, labelling the move unprofessional and unacceptable. Defence Minister Richard Marles has revealed the Australian Navy Seahawk helicopter was forced to take action to prevent being hit by flares launched by a J-10 Chinese Air Force plane. The flares were dropped about 300 metres in front of the chopper and about 60 metres above it, but the helicopter was unaffected and all the crew were safe. Mr Albanese says the aircraft was on a routine flight in international airspace as part of an effort to enforce sanctions on North Korea.
We have made very strong representations at every level to China about this incident, which we regard as unprofessional and unacceptable. Australian Defence Force personnel were going about their job to support the United Nations in the sanctions that they have against the North Korean regime. And Australian Defence Force personnel should not be at risk whilst they're doing that.
The woman accused of murdering three people after serving a meal allegedly poisoned with deadly mushrooms last year has pleaded not guilty in court. The trial of the accused 49-year-old woman, Erin Patterson, will be fast-tracked after she pleaded not guilty to eight charges. She is accused of killing her former in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, both 70, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, aged 66. All three died in hospital days after consuming the allegedly poisoned meal at Ms. Patterson's home in South Gippsland. She is also accused of the attempted murder of her husband, Simon, and the attempted murder of Ms. Wilkinson's husband, Ian. She will face trial on the Supreme Court in Melbourne, due for a directions hearing on May the 23rd. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets of Tel Aviv after Israeli leaders rejected a Gaza ceasefire proposal agreed to by Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the proposal from Egyptian and Qatari mediators that Hamas accept include terms that Israel would not agree to. He says an Israeli delegation will be sent to the talks to negotiate, but their military will continue an escalation of attacks on the city of Rafah in Gaza's south in the meantime. Israel says it is currently striking Hamas targets in eastern Rafah, where there have been flyers dropped yesterday telling civilians to evacuate. Malak is a young displaced girl in Rafah who fears what's to come.
We've been through tough times and we were displaced many times, to many strange places. When they dropped leaflets asking us to evacuate, we were afraid and we didn't know what we should do. We were optimistic when Hamas agreed to the ceasefire proposal. We were very optimistic. But Israel procrastinated and is going too far. They don't want to agree for ceasefire and they want to raid Rafah.
Farmers will soon be able to access more support to help prepare for drought with a new government investment. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Minister for Agriculture Murray Watt made the announcement of an extra $519 million investment into the Commonwealth's Future Drought Fund to help regional communities ready for dry times as part of next week's federal budget. As part of the boost, $235 million will go towards drought resilience programs, while $137.4 million will be channeled into measures to assist producers with business planning and financial literacy. Trials for new solutions to drought mitigation will also be funded with a further $120 million. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's SBS News in Easy English.